sit around in the front bench and continue to collect the check if you were smart enough to do it.
Yeah,
I don't think he is smart enough.
I wouldn't make a challenge. I think he made the right decision of stepping away from that, because that way he'll solidify the crackpot base. The crackpot base likes you to stir shit up. And the fact that he resigned from the front bench on immigration, that alone is like big props from their end.
Yeah, but the crackpot base isn't going to remember that.
I think they will.
The crackpot base doesn't remember anything. The crackpot base is a crackpot because they're obsessed with Twitter and they've already forgotten his name.
Brutal.
They forgot his name in a haste.
When you say she'll leave, like she'll lose, you mean the election? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
There's no way Susan Ley is going to be the next Prime Minister of
Australia. Generally, if you do lose, you step down, I assume.
Actually,
this is
you don't have to.
It depends how badly you lose. If you lose badly, then yes. But if it was close, then you have grounds to stay in.
Right.
And I think if it is close, which I suspect it won't be, but if it is close, she will have legitimate claims saying, like, how bad it was to what it is now, I get to stay on. And then I think...
Plus, you have so many more MPs that know that they owe their job to you.
Yeah,
so they're going
exactly.
to vote to keep you in.
So then it'll actually be fun, because then you'll have a proper civil war, because Hastie isn't going to want to sit out another election after that.
Don't you think...
I think there's a matter of time before there's another civil war within this term, but...
In the do you think like she's the best they have,
Susan Ley?
Yeah, there's no one.
It's pretty sad when you're saying Susan Ley is your best option.
She doesn't seem like the
She's not the best, but isn't she like the only option?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Yeah. But Susan Ley was never supposed to be an opposition leader,
right?
Susan Ley was always supposed to be an unremarkable frontbencher at best, purely because she's got one of the safest seats in the country for the Liberals.
Where is she?
She's in Albury.
Oh shit, really?
Albury Wodonga.
Albury, okay.
Yeah, I'd imagine that place would be Labour, but it isn't, huh?
You know that the Liberal Party was founded in Albury?
What?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Because it was like a trade route or something?
Say everything about the foundation and principles and guiding light of both the Labour and Liberal Party where they were set up. The Labour Party was set up in some desert tree because they didn't have enough money to have a roof, apparently.
Nah.
And so they used to call it the Tree of Knowledge, where there'd be a union rep that would go out and say to the sheep shearers, you know you can ask for more than an onion for lunch, right? Try two. Right, you should have two onions shearing 100 sheep a day.
Awesome.
And they'd be like, yeah, I should have two onions.
Yeah.
And so it was. That's where they would talk about your industrial rights and where we're supposed to go. It was called the Tree of Knowledge. That's where the Labour Party was founded.
That's pretty cool,
actually.
Still
there to this day.
That's pretty cool.
They've preserved it, and now it has like a bunch of plaques around it talking about this is the foundation of the Labour Party. This is where the union movement decided, let's get serious.
Right.
Right here, under this tree.
Probably in Victoria.
No.
Really?
Queensland. The foundation of the Labour Party is in Queensland.
That's shocking.
The foundation of the union movement is in Victoria.
Oh, okay.
And
that's Ballarat, and that's the other one? The other one. There's those two,
those two, yeah.
The whole,
anyway. The two sister cities.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered to tell the difference. Even though I'm a very proud unionist, not proud enough to care about Bendigo and Ballarat.
This is
old Gold Rush country, right?
Old Gold Rush country. And that was sheep shearing country. So the two things that really propped up Australia.
Yeah, because not a lot of people got a gold, I'd imagine.
I don't know.
Like just there during
gold.
The Gold Rush. Yeah, but was...
There's still gold.
Wasn't it like the lotto?
It was like a lotto.
Right.
Like, the chances of you
getting
it.
A lotto with better chances than the lotto.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a prospector in the 1850s than buy an Oz lotto ticket now.
Definitely.
That's right.
Hey, someone won $15 million.
I want severe back problems by the age of 30.
Like my dad.
Following in a proud tradition. That he's not yet proud, as it's still about 100 years before my dad was born.
He was there in spirit.
He was there in spirit.
Well, that's...
Anyway, that was the foundation of the Labour Party, Tree of Knowledge. The Liberal Party was founded in the Masonic Hall of Albury.
Damn.
How liberal is
that?
That's
a secret society.
A secret society filled with business owners behind closed doors coming up with it. It's the Republican, I find Mahok to you all. Mahok. that happened in Australia. And it's not as boss as what happened in the Republican Party because it's Australia, so it happened in some budget, shitty town like Albury. It sums up the spirit of both of those two parties perfectly.
Interesting.
There's a lot of slander on secret societies nowadays. Secret societies were fine. They were just like, safe spaces back in the day.
Yeah,
America is a product of secret society, you know?
Yeah, what's wrong with? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with secret societies.
You're just saying it's stereotypically liberal.
No, for a political party, it's a bit weird.
We should have secret societies now again.
Like the Proud Boys.
We do have secret societies.
Well, that's a secret militant outfit.
This is a secret society. This is a secret society.
Yes, of course.
It's broadcast out to tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
You're all part of it.
The Elks Club, is that a thing still?
I don't know if it's secret.
Yeah, but like back in the day...
The Elks Club was...
Really?
What they painted the Masonic Club as in The Simpsons. I think you go there, you play pool, and you put sparklers up your ass and light them.
Hey, what secret society is
sick.
That?
Sick. That's sick, dude.
That is such an Australian secret society.
That sounds very Australian.
But it also sounds quite American.
Clubs are fun, right?
Yeah, secret societies were like...
I've never been to one. Well, I mean, you've been to the Croatian club.
That's
proud
not,
member.
That's not fun. That's not fun.
What do they do? Just like eat fish?
No, they eat less nutrient-filled foods.
Yeah.
A lot of sauerkraut and...
Right.
You know what sarma is?
Yeah, of course.
On
I
those
do.
Unnecessarily ornate white cloth tables that are stitched in and look uglier than it would be if it was just a white table.
Yeah, definitely.
Sarma is pretty much the same thing as that Turkish thing.
It is, yeah. It's like pork with rice and cabbage boiled.
In wine leaf,
Of those things tasting worse than they would if they were served by themselves.
But it actually tastes pretty good.
No, it is good, but like that's not a secret
very
club. That's
tangy,
a pop club.
If I may say.
It's very vinegar. That's the secret is vinegar.
It makes it very good.
But yeah, no, I think
a lot of songs sung in Croatian by a fat guy with an accordion.
I would hang around if there was more of that. It wasn't. It was Pov, man. It was in Punch Bowl. It was Pov.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, it was
the
Pov.
One in Punch Bowl.
Man, any ethnic club is always Pov.
So
bad. Yeah, but dude, like you chose the wrong suburb, dude. Punch Bowl. What is wrong?
I think
you?
They opened a new. That my mum was like,
I never understood those people. You know, like. They moved from Italy in the 1900s and then decided to move to Cabramatta. Like,
that's what the Vietnamese. Dude, most ethnicities, I think, just moved, like,
to
immigrants.
The Western side.
Yeah.
Yeah, to shit.
Well, that's always been the immigrant center. You dump them all out there.
Right.
Dude, my wife's family as well, when they moved, they've been living in Sydney for, like, at least five generations now. But before that, they had moved from what was Prussia to Albury.
And
they had, like, I went to one of their, like these weird reunion type
Prussia
things.
Prussia was Germany, right?
Yeah.
Well, part of it was Germany. I went to their reunion, and, like, you know, there was a lot of history talk about their family. And throughout, I was thinking, like, why fucking Albury? Like,
But
the housing crisis wasn't that bad at the time.
That's true. But
there's
it was
so many better places.
But Albury was an economic hub. It was like they had the river.
Yeah, but like, what about
the
beach?
Don't downplay the river.
Well, what about the ocean,
This river that has shut down like all economic activity for 100 years. Get him. the beach is better. It's funny because someone was telling me that like the apparently like the Jews moved to Bondi because it was seen as like a crap area, like a area.
Yeah. Well, Jordan has a reason for it. He told me once. Go on.
What?
The Jap submarine or something.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's the reason.
There was, like, I think in, like...
40s or something.
Yeah, like, that whole time, like, 40s onwards for 30 years, like, on the coast was seen as, like, poor and, like, lower class.
No, it depended where you were.
That's
really?
Not true.
Oh, so if you were in the Deep East, say you were in Vaucluse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was not Pov. But it was because Australia was so sparsely populated.
Yeah.
Places like Coogee and Bondi were lower class.
Were hinterland.
Oh, so it was
hinterland.
Just, it was just a different
crap
time.
Beaches.
Yeah.
A lot of that is the fact that we didn't have the genius idea yet of maybe we shouldn't dump all our sewage straight onto the beach.
Yes.
Maybe we should put it out a little bit further.
Yeah, that would have been a factor.
I was told another story. I thought it was by you, but maybe someone else. I was told that when Jews moved to Bondi, it was like during or just after the Second World War. And because the Japanese submarines were sighted in Bondi, it automatically led to like a collapse in prices over there. And a lot of Jews moved in because they were immigrants and they bought it at a cheaper rate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I was told. I thought it was you, but maybe it's your Jewish neighbor who told me this. One of you guys.
Yeah. But like who... Perth is a weird one. Who moves to Perth? I think that was...
No, you know why that was.
Why? I found that out too.
What?
To stop the French from invading.
Yeah, to stop the French from invading.
But like, is that what it is? Generations of people stopping the French.
I think that's why Australia was founded, by the way. Like, I don't think
pretty much.
There wasn't a drive to be like, oh, let's go check out Australia. It was more like, okay, that's the unclaimed place. If we don't do it, the French will.
Yeah, so which is very close to doing, yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, but WA's funnier. With ours, there was also, what are we going to do with all these convicts? I hear that Sydney might be a nice place. Oh, it turns out it's not.
Yeah.
There was some other varying factors, but when it was Perth, it was...
Hold them off.
Yeah, all right. Well, if we just put like 10 convicts in the corner of West Australia, own the entire coast.
Yes.
They can't do anything.
Yes, so crazy.
Well, I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
Because then you can like have
Because if I was the French, I would... Put something up in, I don't know,
Broom,
Kimberley's or something. There's watery areas.
That's Darwin, true.
You would have been able to grow and trade something in Darwin. Well, actually, Indonesia, you could go into the spice trade, something.
Right.
I looked that up because I was wondering when Australians or British first moved here, why did they like go straight towards Sydney, like Victoria and New South Wales? Why not like Darwin, which would have been so much closer to the sphere of action at the time? And it turns out it's because... They didn't like the weather.
Really?
Like they moved over there and then they realized, oh, okay, like that the southeast corner is way better in terms of weather, so we're just gonna live over there instead.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Makes
Fair
sense.
Enough.
It reminded them more of Europe.
Right.
Still.
But dude, like it doesn't Still. Even need to
I
remind
just
you of Europe.
I cannot imagine how. I mean, they got the idea when it came to America. I understand that America is the land of the plenty, and there was a lot there, but just we would need like 50 guys, and currently you would own a quarter of Australia,
crazy.
We would be like Canada, where we'd have to start everything with like, Australia's so proud. Australia is a proud country.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God they didn't do that.
I'm very happy.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm so
glad that would have made assemblies longer.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hey.
Thankfully, they were wimps.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
You guys want to see my new autistic obsession?
Yeah, I'm curious.
What's your rabbit?